This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Would you go with a standard Lay's potato chip for the rest of your life, or a flavored potato chip of your choosing? In other words, let's just stick with the standard potato chip. Not the brand, not the Pringles, right, not the this.
Salt and vinegar, there's gonna sour cream and onion.
There's barbecue, there's all these different... Whatever your
sweet Maui onion seems to be making around.
Yeah, whatever you like, you like. But would you go standard potato chip, or would you go one of the other flavors for the rest of your life?
I would go standard potato chip, not because I don't like the other flavors, but on occasion, I'll have a sandwich, a more savory sandwich, and certain potato chip flavors don't work.
Do not go with it.
Right? So Lay's is universal. Yeah. Lay's is like the universal solvent. It's water, you know?
The way that I go on this one is that if it was corn chips, I would choose a specific flavor. But when it comes to potato chips, I'm exactly where you're at. I don't ever get just the plain Lay's. However, I don't ever get bored or get – it's old. You know what I mean?
Sure.
If I were to get sour cream and onion, I think that is the top potato chip. However, that flavor gets old. Barbecue, that flavor gets old. Those standard potato chips, I could do that.
Would you go Ruffles or would you go Lay's?
Oh, Ruffles all day, baby.
So Ruffles over Lay's?
Yes, sir.
No question. None of that wavy crap. I don't even know why they make those potato chips. The wavy ones?
Yeah.
They're horrible.
No!
Yeah.
All right. What?
So, I'm with you. I will sometimes buy the knockoff Doritos.
Yeah.
But the knockoff Ruffles are not the same.
Yes, they suck.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
They're wavy. They're like, it's
the
not really
Lay's the Lay's wavy.
It looks like a Ruffle, the but Lay's it's not wavy. Ruffles. Okay.
But there's like some stores like have like the, I don't want to say the brand. I don't want to S on anybody. And it's like it's basically like their version of the Ruffle. It is not. It's not the same.
Okay, Miles. I thought you were talking about some sort of an imaginary flat Ruffle. Like, no, they've got to have the
Ruffle. So Ruffle owns the name, but if you have a Ruffle potato chip, you call it Wavy. That's basically it.
But they have correct.
Like we're imitating Ruffle.
But by the way,
Ruffle owns the name Ruffle.
Hang on. I think technically it's a ridged chip.
Right.
But Ruffles dominate your headspace as far as
they're owned by the same company, so they should be able to do whatever in the hell they want.
Are Ruffles owned by Frito-Lay?
Yeah, they're owned by Lay's.
That makes sense.
That's why, like, Ruffles will go... Ruffles...
So wait a minute. You're owned by the same company, but Lay's can't just make Ruffle potato chips because they already have...
So what they do is they use Ruffles. They used to use Ruffles as their on-the-shelf experimental lab. All right?
Oh, yeah.
So anything that was going to be wacky that they were going to try,
crazy flavors.
They stuck that first with Ruffles. Now, if that was successful, then they gave it a shot with Lay's.
With Lay's, right. Oh, you're right. Ruffles is the guinea pig. Spray this with something. If people dig it, Lay's jumps on.
Right. It's like, they're like, Ruffles is the Taco Bell. We're going to try this.
Try it here.
And we're going to put 9 million things on the menu and see what sticks. That was Ruffles.
And Ruffles, right, and I don't know that they were always the same company.
Okay, so eventually one bought the other. What are you taking? Taking Ruffles or you taking straight Lay's? This is the only chip you can have the rest of your life.
And I mean, and that's a tough one, because you're right. Plain Lay's are good with sandwiches and stuff.
I like it when I have a mouthful of sandwich, and then you cram some Lay's in there.
I mean, I think the Ruffles cheddar and sour cream is the superior chip.
But they won't put it on Lay's.
Right.
They keep it to Ruffles.
Oh, Lay's has a flat.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're not as good. I need the ridges. But I'm with you. I think I could take the classic Lay's.
So you're going to have some flavors.
It never disappoints. Sometimes you want a little more flavor.
Right, but you're not disappointed by Lay's.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But if I'm really going into a bag of chips, that means I've got dip.
Well, then
like if I buy
Ruffles,
a bag of chips at home. By the way, where do those chips go? If I buy a bag of chips.
You know what? They were sitting out for 3 days. I took them.
Did you?
Did you take them home?
Yeah. I
sold them. So you got chips at home?
Yeah. You never know when you're going to need chips.
I wanted them today.
And they were what? Plain Lay's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took them.
You can go next door and get your chips, Miles.
Jeez, a whiz.
What? So you could open a bag, take two out, and ruin the bag of chips?
Well, once we have a chip clip, everyone kind of starts eating. You know,
right.
Those salt vinegar chips that opened. Getting stale.
Because you can only eat a certain amount, man.
But they ate them all.
They were put out as a freebie. I took the freebie.
I did a couple of mouthfuls of the salt and vinegar because they are good. But also, my mouth just fills with spit. You know what I mean? You can only eat so many of those before you got to stop. Or the plain Lay's like, hey, man, once that bag's open, you know we're going to devour
Plus, I like the fact that Ruffles are a smaller bag. All right. So if I buy a smaller bag of Ruffles, I will make either the French onion dip or buy some French onion dip to go with it. Because I'm going to have people over or whatever the deal is. So I think I got to go Ruffles on the chip based on the fact that if I'm going in.
But still going plain.
Then I'm going dip too.
Yeah. Plain Ruffles are delicious too.
I'm
just the opposite of you, Miles. I'm a fat bastard. Like, I don't need dip. I could plow through a bag of chips.
I will plow through a bag of
chips. And sometimes if it's like, when you get in the fall, there's college football and NFL football, you don't need friends. Buy that dip.
I generally only eat chips if I'm eating a sandwich. Like, my wife will buy dips and occasionally I'll dip in there. Mm-hmm. But we have chips at home. But until I make a sandwich, I'm not really eating them. Or I'll snag a few off my kids' plates to piss them off. But otherwise, I'm just not a big chip guy. But if I have a sandwich, I want my chips.
Yeah.
As far as peanut butter and jelly and grilled cheese goes, Marty and Yelm says, hey, there's only sourdough bread in my house. Thrill. Imagine sourdough. Love sourdough.
Sourdough is phenomenal.
Pepper jack cheese. Love it. And add anything. They say tuna, shredded beef, or pork. Grilled cheese is versatile. Marty, listen to me, man. I love grilled cheese. You are not wrong. Everything you just said sounds fantastic, but you put it up against a peanut butter jelly
sandwich.
Well,
that's the thing. That might be one of the only places, in my mind, in English food culture that wins.
What's that?
Basically, just the idea of, look, it's a grilled cheese sandwich. We're going to throw one more thing on there, call it a toasty.
Yeah.
So if you know, very few places have that option as far as you could ask for it. They're probably going to make it. It's not hard to make in the kitchen, but
it's not
offered. If you go to an English restaurant or an Irish restaurant that has toasties, there's ham and cheese, there's turkey and cheese, there's this and cheese, there's that and cheese, and it's tomatoes. It's great.
We just call it the opposite. Don't say like, oh, it's a hot turkey. Oh, we'll call it a turkey melt.
Correct.
Right? And it's like, it's a grilled cheese sandwich with turkey on it, bro. I mean, legitimately, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because you're not putting lettuce in, maybe you put tomato, but you're not putting lettuce on the hot sandwich.
But I think everywhere, right? Like Mexico, it's a torta.
Torta.
And then the English, if it's a breakfast sandwich, it's a BAP.
A BAP, right.
Right, but it's all kind of the same stuff.
I thought a BAP was the bread. Or is it the same? I thought the BAP was
the... That's an Asian thing, isn't it?
No, well, maybe. But I know in England, I had to ask, it was a hamburger served on a BAP.
Isn't that like a...
That's what it was. So I had to ask.
Thai BAP?
And I'm pretty sure she said it's the roll.
All right, maybe I just had a breakfast BAP.
Well, see, that makes sense. A breakfast BAP would be the roll or English muffin or something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
With all the
what's the little white bun? You know what I'm talking about?
Little white bun.
It's got the crap in the middle of it.
Oh, the Asian size?
Yeah, what is that called? Isn't that a BAP?
No. No, that's not a BAP.
It's something with a B, though, right?
Yeah, man, I got to Google it.
Does it end with O? Like a... like, I know them when I see them, and I know
me.
I want it.
No.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm sticking with a grilled cheese sandwich on this one. All right, I'll give you guys one.
What's your top choice of cheese?
Kraft Single, baby.
Really?
Yeah, or Velveeta.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Velveeta?
I mean, seriously. The Velveeta, the same stuff they put on the shelves they have in slices.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not talking about a block of Velveeta cheese. I'm talking about their individual slices. Velveeta.
Still, yeah.
They put a little bit
edible
more cheese.
Edible caulk, yeah.
It doesn't have this. It doesn't have the same bright orange color as the Kraft Single. It's a little bit more yellow. It's thicker. It's a better slice of
it's just weirder.
Processed crap American cheese.
Bow. Yeah.
Bow.
Bow.
B-A-O, right?
Bow. Yeah.
Bow.
Okay. All right.
Those are really good.
Someone just texted in, bow.
Bow.
Unfortunately, we have the delay, but thank you. Yes, mm-hmm. Bow.
Yeah, there's a famous chef, what's it, Eddie Wong, right? Wong's right. World. And he's from Orlando, but his parents are Chinese. He opened a place called, I think it's just Bow something, Bow House or whatever.
Good name.
But he puts like American ingredients and stuff, but in those buns.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Super successful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.